Our psalm for today is Psalm 118. You can find it on your hymnal, page 839, and continue to page 840. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation.
There are joyous songs of victory in the tents of righteousness.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has chastened me sorely, but has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord.
O Lord, we beseech you, give us success.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God who has given us light.
Lead the festival procession with branches up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good,
for God's steadfast love endures forever. Amen.
Our second reading today is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. It can be found on page 121 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. Hear these words. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel. Preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who are chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. It can be found on page 190 in your pew Bible's New Testament. Hear these words. So, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John, the story that we've been waiting for. John 20, verses 1 through 18. It's in your pew Bible, and it's on page 108, and I encourage you to follow along. 108, John 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciples who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood there weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ is risen. Indeed. This, my friends, is the real story of Easter. It is the retelling of the reality of the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Jesus Christ is risen. Indeed. Now, longtime churchgoers, many of you probably know this call and response from way back in your past, maybe not so long in your past. Just as longtime churchgoers probably know the story of the resurrection by heart. It may also be true that some of us here this morning are hearing this story and understanding it for the very first time. It's also probably true that many of us here probably fall somewhere in the middle of that spectrum, pretty much familiar with the story of Easter, but not exactly sure what to make of it. The resurrection can be confusing. It can be mysterious. It can be exciting and transformative beyond belief. Confusion and doubt and disbelief regarding the resurrection of Jesus are nothing new at all. We are in good company if we're feeling those things this morning. Mary Magdalene was the first one to get to the tomb of Jesus early on that first Easter morning, that day of true resurrection. She was the one who discovered that the huge boulder had been rolled away from the cave's entrance. And she couldn't believe her eyes, so she ran to tell Peter and the other disciple, and they were skeptical. Those two ran to the tomb and they saw with their own eyes the linen wrappings that had covered the dead body of Jesus lying there inside the tomb, but no body was in sight. Scripture tells us that at least one of the two men believed what Jesus had told them about rising from the dead. But the Bible also says that these two guys went home and nothing more. Mary stuck around. She went into the tomb. She saw the angels. And finally, she nearly ran into Jesus himself as he was standing at the entrance to the tomb. And Mary, being Mary, mistook Jesus for a gardener. But she finally recognized him when he, Jesus, spoke her name, Mary. She must certainly have been dazed and confused, not quite sure what she had seen or heard. So she ran back to find the rest of the disciples and tell them what had just happened to her. "I have seen the Lord." Mary Magdalene would never again be quite the same. Her life was forever changed. Because she had known Jesus, because she had gratefully accepted the love of Jesus, because she has spent the rest of her life following Jesus and the teachings of Jesus in the community of believers, her life was absolutely transformed. "I have seen the Lord." Let me ask you honestly, are you feeling confusion and doubt and disbelief regarding the resurrection? Did he really rise from the dead? Are you questioning if it was real? Well, I'm here to tell you that it is absolutely real. The resurrection is as real as God's love for you. Jesus tells us other places in the Bible, in John, in fact, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." And that means you. My brothers and sisters, God loves you more than you can ever imagine. If you take everyone you know and love and put all of their love together, it pales in comparison to how much God loves you. God loves you unconditionally and absolutely. "I have seen the Lord." You know, depending on where you went to church as a child, maybe you didn't, maybe you attended this church. We used to have altar calls in church. Do you remember altar calls? Some of you do. An altar call is a time during the service when the pastor would ask folks to give their lives over to Jesus Christ, to confess that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, and to make a public display of turning their lives around. Well, you can breathe easy. I'm not going to have an altar call this morning. But I am truly offering you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ, to learn more about Jesus Christ. If you don't have a Bible, then I have a New Testament for you. Honestly, come and see me and it's yours. If you want to talk to me about this amazing story of God's love, then I'm eager to talk to you. If you want to become a member of our congregation, then get in touch with me. But hear this now. "I have seen the Lord." I pray that your life will never again be the same, that your life will forever be changed by the love of Jesus Christ. When you come to know Jesus, when you gratefully accept the love that Jesus is offering you right now, and when you commit to spending the rest of your life following the teachings of Jesus Christ in a community of believers, then your life will be absolutely transformed, and I guarantee it. Jesus Christ is risen. I have seen the Lord. Amen.